the truth is we have had negotiations that have been going on over Christmas, and they asked us to look at 16 areas at the start of the ACAS process. And we think we found a solution to 15 of the 16, and on the 16th we were prepared to negotiate. So we were very nearly there, and we were absolutely astonished. We put all the negotiations together in a package, and we said, we think we made really good progress, and here they are. And they'd listened to it for less than an hour. They didn't give us any response. They walked out of the talks yesterday and said, we're off on strike. And it's very, very disappointing for people who use the NHS and for people who work in the NHS.
So it was yesterday, 11 a.m, when they had the final package then?
They had the final package, but that has been a process. We've been doing the ACAS process for 4 weeks, and we've worked through these 16 areas. And there were, I think, just before Christmas, there were two outstanding areas which the BMA confirmed. They wrote to their members and said there are just two areas left. So we came back with a proposal for one of them and willing to negotiate on the other. So we were very disappointed. And actually, you know, we should remember a lot of progress has been made. I mean, the thing that I think most worried junior doctors was what was going to happen to their pay. And we showed the BMA our workings that show that 99% of doctors are going to see their pay protected or increased. They didn't challenge those workings. So I think we made some progress there. So, it's just very disappointing this is now going to go ahead.
So, Mr. Hunt, what is the 16th factor, or whatever we call it?
The 16th factor was weekend pay. And that is because, you know, we, and that's where we said we're going to increase basic pay by 11%. To make up for the fact that we do need to bring down the weekend pay rates. And that's because we have these mortality rates at weekends that are higher than they should be. We've now had another two studies in the last 6 weeks saying that we have higher mortality rates at weekends. We have about three times less medical cover in hospitals at weekends. And that's why we promised in our manifesto that we would have a seven-day NHS. And again, the big concern the doctors had was, or the BMA had, was, does that mean we're going to work longer hours? And the answer to that is no, because, you know, doctors who work unsafe hours can't give safe care. And we put in a lot of protection on that as well.
It's interesting you would mention unsafe hours, Mr. Hunt, because I've been speaking with one of the negotiators who was involved last year, and his claim against you and your team is that you've removed financial safeguards that would fine a hospital trust if they allowed a doctor to work too many hours and thus he or she made dangerous decisions. They say you've taken that away. They claim that means they're you're endangering patient safety. How would you respond?
Well, that was actually something that we found a solution to, which we put to the BMA yesterday. We're very happy to have financial penalties for trusts. What we weren't prepared to do, which is what they wanted to do, was for those financial penalties to go into doctors' pay, because that creates a perverse incentive for doctors themselves to work unsafe hours because it boosts their pay packet. But we were happy to have those financial penalties, and we put that offer to the BMA. Sadly, rather than responding, they just announced that they were leaving the talks and were going on strike, and that's what's so disappointing this morning.
And is that it, Mr. Hunt? That we're locked into the strike now, are we?
Well, I really hope not. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm very happy to carry on talking. When you have a strike, it means that operations get cancelled. You do everything you can to stop patients being put at risk. But what I would say to doctors is, you know, there is actually, despite all the doom and gloom about the NHS, there's actually an opportunity for the NHS now. In the spending round, the Chancellor gave an extra £3.8 billion in real terms for the NHS next year, one of the biggest single increases in 1 year in its history. And there's a moment now where we can turn the corner on the NHS, make the investment in new staff, new facilities, new drugs, to really turn things around. And part of that has to be delivering safe care evenly across all 7 days of the week so that we don't have these peaks and troughs which worry so many people. And that's something that I think every doctor in their heart knows needs to change. It was in our manifesto to do something about that, and we should just be sitting around the table and talking about the best way to deliver it.